from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We have the ultimate college basketball tournament special. I am Jeffrey Wright. My co-host is RJ Choppy. You can follow RJ on Twitter at RJ Choppy. Follow me at JWright929 ESPN. Week one of the tournament is concluded. We now turn our attention to the regional semifinals and the finals. RJ, it was really a pretty thrilling opening week, had a lot of everything. And maybe what we started to see was the thought that all college basketball season was, it was going to be a pretty wide open field. And maybe with all the chaos that we saw, and you know, we saw four number one seeds all play single digit games in the final week. Maybe it means that this is going to be a lot more open than we even thought to begin with. Let's start with what I think is actually one of the best games that we'll see during the regional weekend. We've got Arkansas at Gonzaga. Gonzaga opens at 8.5. My first thought on this, RJ, is Memphis and Arkansas are very, very similar teams. Except I think Arkansas's got a little better guard play. This strikes me as something that I might be considering points here.
Yeah, I might. My question is always going to be with this is can Arkansas score with Gonzaga? You know, Gonzaga is going to play in the 80s. You know, even on a tough day, you know, they're going to play high 70s, low 80s, right? So the over-under on a lot of these Zag games is got to be higher than 150 from this point forward. And I just wonder if Arkansas could score with them. They haven't hit, but they've hit 75 and 53. Now that 53 game, New Mexico State, you know, that was a team that did not have New Mexico State athletes. I mean, they were really, really good athletically. I just wonder if the Zags can, if Arkansas would score with the Gonzaga. And if they can't, obviously, it's going to be a blowout, but I am tempted to take the points. You know, you mentioned that they are very much like Memphis, and, you know, they just have a little bit better guard play. And that's true. I mean, Memphis is a good team, and they gave the Zags fits, man. Did they give them a ton of fits? But Arkansas played a knockdown schedule. You know, the SEC is not the SEC of old, of 2012. This is a much better conference. And they had to go through the ringer, and they played tough games, and the Zags will be a tough one for them. But, you know, I do think I am taking points here.
Yeah, and I mean, the other thing about Gonzaga, as you pointed out, they fall behind by 10. And in the second half, they said, we're going to get this into the track meet, and we're going to see. But there was no question that they were trying to get it into that track meet. The total right now, 154.5. I would say, put Arkansas's last performance against New Mexico State kind of in a separate category, because that just got into a certain type of game
Yeah.
I think Arkansas then went into survival mode. I think they knew they could always kind of stay a little bit ahead of New Mexico State because they had the ability to make a couple more shots. And so I feel like they never tried to change the tempo of that game. I felt like that they were comfortable winning a rock fight and they did whatever they could to get out of it. All right. Then the 7:15 game on Thursday night, we've got Michigan and Villanova. Villanova right now, a 5-point favorite. The total in that, I beg your pardon, RJ, it opened at 5. It's already been bet down a little bit. We're now at 4.5. The total is 135.5. All this weekend, be safe, always just betting Villanova for one reason and one reason only. Late game situations, they always find a way to get offense. And then secondly, at some point, if they ever get a lead, you're going to have to foul them. And RJ, they don't miss free throws. Like in the end,
right. They're
just an execution machine.
They are. You know, they are. They don't make mistakes. This is where guard play comes in. You know, guard play plays a major point, factor in college basketball this time of year. And that's where Villanova really shines through. I mean, they've got really solid guard play. Michigan was a good team. I mean, look, they were a good team this year. Preseason ranking, right? Like preseason, this is a team that everybody thought, man, this is going to be a really solid team. And then they go 17-14. And all of a sudden, they've ripped off a couple of upsets, in the tournament, Colorado State and Tennessee. And, whether or not, all that stuff that they deserve to be in here, that's gone. That's to bed now. You win a couple games. It doesn't really matter whether you deserve to be in there or not. You're in the Sweet 16, 65% of the tournament's not. Villanova is tremendous. Their guard play is going to shine. Their ability to close out a game. I don't see the same thing happening to them that happened to Tennessee on Friday, where they had a lead and they just stopped scoring for the final, 35% of the half.
Yeah, the thing that really stood out to me about the opening weekend, teams that had fatal flaws, they all showed up. With Tennessee, Tennessee had those, they would have periods where they would struggle to score and that teams would come back on them. That reared its head. Same thing with Wisconsin. Obviously, with Wisconsin, there's some injuries and whatnot. Auburn, bad guard play all year. They got exposed. Yeah. Teams that had a fatal flaw, I feel like they got exposed. All right, let's move to the nightcap. This was a little bit surprising to me, RJ. Out in San Francisco, the night game, the most insufferable of all games, Coach K's return to the Sweet 16 for one last ride. Texas Tech favored by 1. That kind of surprised me. And not because I disagreed with it. It just surprised me that Vegas thought, in the end, like I would figure Coach K is an underdog in his last ride, that'd be a little more enticing. This to me suggests I kind of like Texas Tech. And I'll be honest, even before I saw the line, I kind of like Texas Tech. I think Texas Tech's like just a tough physical team. And those have been kind of the teams that gave Duke problems.
Yeah, I have Tech winning this game anyway, my bracket. And I'll tell you, they impressed me today. Notre Dame was in a good spot to win that game in the second half.
Yeah, they were.
And Tech really showed some resolve. And this is it's a new coaching staff with them. Chris Beard's not there. So you don't know how every coach is going to react during these very tense moments. And look, they didn't seem to have any problems. This is still a quality team. It's been a really good program over the last half decade. And I thought they were going to win this game anyway. They're very, very long on defense. They're very athletic. They're very long. They're not the greatest offensive team. Don't let that 97-point output against Montana State fool you. They're not the greatest offensive team in the world. But I'll tell you, defensively, they can give anybody fits, especially Duke.
Total in that 136.5. I agree with everything you said. I mean, to me, like, there's just something about that team. They have a clear identity. And we even saw today, just an absolute brutal beat for me. All right, then we do not have a line on Houston and Arizona. Arizona with the last game of the weekend. It takes overtime to knock off TCU, overtime and a few other good breaks. I'll be honest. I had Arizona as the team that I liked the most. I had them winning it all. Sunday night scared me for a couple of reasons. Did you happen to catch Tommy Lloyd yelling at the shot clock operator? Like, all that stuff matters to me. Like, in the end, like, you know, when your coach is yelling at the shot clock operator and there was just chaos, like, credit to Ben Mathurin, because that guy just was awesome all night and kept making plays. But, man, I kind of wonder if Kelvin Sampson against a rookie head coach in his first Sweet 16, I kind of wonder if Kelvin's licking his chops there.
You know, I think it's a good point about the shot clock operator, because you saw one of the Arizona players do the same thing. You know, he's basically stopping the game. This is after a foul, you know, kind of going right to the official. You know, TCU very easily could have pressed the ball, you know, pushed the ball down the court and gotten a 5-on-4, you know, got a little odd man there. Very easily could have happened. So I'm a big believer in that. I totally agree. You know, you take on the personality, the demeanor of your head coach a lot of times, or your leader, whoever that may be. And in college basketball, let's face it, the head coach is the leader. It's not a player. It's the head coach. And if the head coach operates in chaos, the team's going to operate in chaos. And when it gets down to that one point of every game, that one point of every close game where, you know, it gets tense, you need somebody who's calm. Kelvin Sampson is going to be calm there. I didn't think Houston was going to go very far in this tournament. I didn't buy Houston at all. And now here we are, you know, ho-hum, they're just back in the Sweet 16. And it's almost like, do we overthink these things a little too much?
Yeah, no. Well, I mean, this is a league that I cover. And I just didn't think that, because I've seen good Houston teams. And they didn't look like a good Houston team. Like, I knew they were still good, but it felt like a team that Kelvin was getting the most out of, because that's just kind of what he does. And they just kind of move on. But I think what we're starting to see, when we saw the fight that Memphis gave, Gonzaga, I think SMU was a good basketball team. Like, even though they got left out, like, I think that league's a little better maybe than we give it credit. And, you know, yet again, here he is in another Sweet 16 with another well-coached team that plays hard for him. And they've got long, amazing athletes. They don't shoot it particularly well, but they get after it on the offensive rebounding front, and they just keep going. So I don't know. Right now, even though I have Arizona and I loved Arizona coming in all year, it's funny how that, like, one little game where things get a little chaotic, it just kind of will mess with you a little bit. All right, let's go to the other game in the early window on Friday. We got Providence and Kansas. Kansas coming in as a 7.5-point favorite. Total right now at 141. I don't know. I'm kind of inclined to just be like, at this point, Ed Cooley just deserves my ultimate respect. I just think if you're going to give me points, I'm just going to keep taking them, because I have not been able to explain it all year why Providence continues to do what they do, but they do continue to do what they do. And the fact that I saw Kansas not really, I thought Kansas was going to handle Creighton, because I thought Creighton really, in the first round game, they should have lost to San Diego State. So I didn't really even think they should have been in there. The fact that Kansas couldn't really run away from them was a little concerning to me.
Yeah, it was. I don't know what to make of Providence, because, you know, I think you've mentioned they have, like, the highest luck factor in the league, or one of the highest luck factors.
According, they rank number one on KenPom's luck factor. I mean, the other argument against it would be, you know, they don't really do anything well. That would be, you know, like, they are the ultimate, the sum is greater, the sum of the parts is not as good as the results.
Yeah. Okay. And we've seen that before, but those, you know, we've seen those teams, you know, go on decent runs and everything. I just never bought them. You know, I had them, I mean, I had them beating South Dakota State, but I had them losing to Iowa. You know, I didn't have them getting this far. Obviously, I was upset in the first round, but I didn't have Providence here. They are here beyond my expectations. I mean, it's all gravy, but they, you know, they've run into a different, you know, Kansas is a different animal. You know, Kansas is not South Dakota State, and they are not Richmond. This is a much different animal that they're going to have to deal with. I'm not sure they've seen the likes of Kansas, you know, really all year.
The one thing I would say to you on that, do you think Kansas and Nova profile similarly?
I would say yes. I think Jay Wright's a far better coach than Bill Self, though.
Yeah, I just – they played Nova close twice. Now, they lost both times, and that's the other thing about the tournament. you know, you can get into a situation where a couple of you're on the wrong side of the score and then you start fouling and then all of a sudden you're outside the number. Yeah. But I don't know, man. There's just something that Kansas team hasn't passed the eye test for me all year. And yet here I am. I still have them in a bracket going to the Final Four. But like to me, like yeah. That's Kansas conundrum.
No, that you're right. They haven't passed the eye test. But look, I thought Kansas was seeded. I thought Kansas was probably the fifth best team in the league. I thought they should have been the highest two seed. Maybe a one, but you know, I thought Kentucky should have been a one over them just because of the head to head. I thought Nova was overseeded as a two. So I mean, we are talking about maybe a tier below, but not it's nothing egregious. I mean, yeah, I see what you're saying. If they profile like Kansas does or like Villanova does, then it should match up well for Providence.
All right, then let's go to the final two games of Friday night. Game I'm most excited about, North Carolina and UCLA. I mean, obviously, for all the obvious reason, it's as good of a brand game as you can have. Great color game. Both are now Jordan brand teams, so they get the colors of the jerseys even look better. UCLA is a team that I've been high on all year. They had a COVID pause, and they've had some injury problems. They could have some injury problems coming into this. I don't know, man. Is North Carolina that team that they had a new coach? It took a little while for them to figure it out. But once they started figuring it out, like they've been playing really freaking good. I mean, my inclination is it's only a 2-point line for UCLA. If I think UCLA is going to win, which I do, I'm fine laying two. But in the back of my mind, like until Manek got tossed from that game on Saturday, they were going to absolutely railroad a Baylor team that was clearly shorthanded, but still a damn good team.
Dude, that game at that point looked like that, like, McCants, May, Carolina team. And they were putting on a clinic. And it was up and down the floor. And they were getting everything they wanted. It was a clinic. And then he got knocked out. He got you know, tossed. So it was like the whole game changed at that one spot. But you're right. Baylor was a star set of the team, you know, or a great team all year. And then they got shorthanded. And it really screwed them up. But I love this matchup. It is a brand matchup. UCLA is a Final Four team for me. They are the team that I had coming out of the East. They are the team that I had coming out of this. I didn't think they'd be playing Carolina here, but Carolina's playing as good as anybody else is. You know, they really, really are. I just love UCLA. They have two solid, like really, really good players. They're tournament tested. They got good guard play. They've got everything you would want out of a tournament profile. And here they sit, you know, just another win away, and they're going to get, like, they're going to get a very if they win, they're going to get a very manageable game in Elite Eight. It's going to be Purdue or St. Peter's, man. I mean, see, you want to talk about like the chips falling in the right spot. You want the amount of luck it takes for you to win a championship. You've got to get a 10 seed or a 15 seed in the Sweet 16.
There's no question. I mean, you know, you look at it. I mean, Miami and Iowa State, the final game of the night, that's the 10 and the 11 seed. A double-digit seed is going to make the Elite Eight. And I do think I'm inclined right now. Iowa State is getting a point. I'm inclined with Miami. I think that Miami team had some struggles early. But if you've watched them recently, the main thing I love is their guards are studs. Like those guys are legit. Iowa State cannot shoot to save their lives. Like it's just horrible. I just kind of really like the Hurricanes there.
They live in the 50s. Iowa State lives in the 50s. You know, when they play their game, everybody could have seen the LSU game. Iowa State winning. I mean, you lose your coach. I mean, it's just like, what's going on here? You know, Wisconsin, like you said, they had their fatal flaw show up and it was not a good day for them. I mean, you score 49 points. You are not winning many basketball games. And now we're going to have a double-digit seed there. And you might have a couple because you might see St. Peter's move on, although that'd be difficult. That's a wild matchup. Let's see, a wild style of play that St. Peter's has. And Purdue just doesn't see it that often, if ever. But, you know, we are seeing some low seeds. And I think that's because the tournament this year is crazy. You know, and we have talked about this, right? We have talked about how it's such a wide open tournament. There's no clear-cut favorite.
Will there be a two double-digit seeds advancing to the Elite Eight? Tyler and Andy will tell you the answer in a moment as we continue the Ultimate College Basketball Tournament Special.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.